Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
We have some major breaking news. Chaos just broke out on the House floor, and MAGA Mike Johnson got the surprise of his life after Republican Brian Fitzpatrick, a representative from Pennsylvania who was vulnerable, surprisingly voted no. Unexpectedly voted no. I want to show you the moment this all happened. And right now we're hearing the vote could stay open all night until they win over the three Republicans that they need to get this passed. But as of right now, MAGA Mike Johnson is scrambling on the House floor. You actually hear people screaming order in this clip. I'll show you in 1 second, but this reads breaking. Chaos erupted in the House after a surprising move by Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania voted no on the rule to get the actual vote on the big bullshit bill, making him the fourth Republican to join Democrats in blocking the bill. Mike Johnson is panicking on the House floor as the vote starts at 216 to 204, opposing the rule to even get the bill to the main vote. They want to keep the vote open to pressure the members to flip, but members are losing their patience, getting tired. It's getting a little bit late, especially in D.C., where it's almost 11 p.m. They're used to going all night, but they've been pulling all-nighters over and over and over because of Trump's pure incompetence. Can I also point out, before I show you MAGA Mike Johnson melting down, Representative Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, who's currently in a vulnerable seat, vulnerable district, let me remind you, also made a post today sharply breaking with the Trump administration. This is a pattern from him. He said, "Today, I called on the president to address my serious concern regarding reports the United States is withholding critical defense material pledged to Ukraine." Donald Trump is doing a million illegal things, so sometimes it's easy to miss certain things that are going on, but this is perhaps one of the most egregious. Right now, Ukrainians are dying. Russia is gaining ground, and it's because Trump is illegally withholding materials for Ukraine, even intelligence for Ukraine. This comes, says Fitzpatrick, the Republican, by the way, this comes as Russia launches the largest aerial assault since the war began, firing over 500 weapons at civilian targets in a single week. I just want to say not every single Republican is like bought and paid by Russia at this point. Brian Fitzpatrick at least has somewhat of a spine. That being said, he'll likely vote for the big bullshit bill within a few hours, so I'll eat my words there. But at least he's saying this. Ukrainian forces are not only safeguarding their homeland, they are holding the front line of freedom itself. There can be no half measures in the defense of liberty. The point here is MAGA Mike Johnson is going to have a hard time getting Brian Fitzpatrick to switch votes because he's breaking with President Trump a lot, simply due to the fact that he's in a vulnerable district and he can't spend time stripping Medicaid, hurting Ukrainians, and hurting people within his own district. Now, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, they will gladly do so, but let me crank up the volume on this specific clip, and I want you guys to hear what was happening in the House. You can hear the yelling very quickly. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel below. We are trying to keep the growth going. Mockler Media is going to start doing daily live streams, Chris and I in person, so make sure you subscribe. I love you all. I'm eternally grateful, and check this out. Everyone was yelling order. Everyone was confused, including MAGA Mike Johnson. Read some updates here. MAGA Congressman Ryan McKenzie's Pennsylvania district went to Biden in 2020. If he votes for Trump's spending bill tonight, his election chances are over. This is after Brian Fitzpatrick crossed party lines to vote no. They're now calling on Congressman Ryan McKenzie to join the coalition. Drop some blue hearts if you want more people to join that coalition. Someone says, when your own party starts bailing, maybe stop blaming the ship and check the rot. Fitzpatrick saw the scam and hit no. Now Johnson's flailing, begging for flips. This bill reeks, and everyone in the room knows it. Drag it out back, bury it, and shoot it in the head. Okay, I said shoot it in the head. But still, either way, this bill is absolutely egregious. Even if we put the massive debt increase aside, which we shouldn't, every generation will be burdened with that for a while, but including my generation, for a while, will be burdened with this debt. Even if we did put that to the side, Medicaid cuts hurt the most vulnerable populations. 183,000 green jobs that were built under the Biden admin will be cut. That'll hurt the climate. It'll hurt workers. It'll regress society, not even back to like 2020 levels, but back to 1920, literally. This says, hold the effing line. Do not back down. Do not cower. Ain't that some shit? Somebody posted. Will this be a 4th of July miracle? The point is, everybody is celebrating because MAGA Mike was scrambling. At this exact time, Dan Coe was calling out Trump on CNN for not even knowing what's in the damn bill.
Spending, but other kinds of spending. But at some point, it has to be dealt with.
Absolutely, it does. And look, there's a list miles long of every Republican member of Congress who were decrying Joe Biden for adding to the deficit, who were saying that deficit reform needs to be done. Elon Musk is obviously saying it from the outside. And there's no follow-up from Republicans. And to answer your original question about what Trump knows and what he doesn't know, there's either two things here. He doesn't know what's in the bill or he's lying to people. He tweeted out yesterday, no taxes on Social Security. That's just a lot. Right? It would cost $100 billion a year to eliminate taxes on Social Security. So he's just completely either manipulating the public like he always does, or he just has no clue what's going on.
Well, and I think
it's a little bit of both. He has no clue what's going on, and he's manipulating the public. We now have updates that Keith Self, who voted no, a Republican from Pennsylvania who voted no, really sounds like he's not going to change his vote no matter what happens. This reads, Self does not sound like someone who will be changing their vote on this bill. And Keith Self wrote, I came to Washington to help rein in our national debt. In negotiations with House leadership, commitments were made to ensure the one big beautiful bill would include key provisions such as matching every $1 of tax cuts with $1 of spending cuts. Didn't happen. Terminating Biden's Green New Scam. We don't want that to happen, but it didn't happen. Prohibiting taxpayer-funded experimental gender transition procedures. The Senate broke the House framework, and then they stomped all over it. Now, House leadership wants to cram this broken bill down our throats by rushing it to the floor while in the middle of discussions, completely disregarding their promise. The only way of making this right is by leadership adhering to their commitments and restoring, at a minimum, these three important issues from the House version. While honoring one's commitment may be a rare commodity in Washington, each member of Congress is obligated to return home and explain their actions to the constituents they serve. This was posted less than an hour ago. Here's Aaron Parnas breaking more news.
We have some big news right now. A surprise no vote just came out. Brian Fitzpatrick just voted no on the rule for the House budget bill. And right now, Mike Johnson doesn't have the votes to pass it. He is scrambling on the House floor in real time as we speak. Now, he could only lose 3 votes. He's lost 4 already. And there are up to 10 other Republicans who haven't voted yet, including several potential no votes. It doesn't mean that these people won't flip and somehow go to yes in the next 10, 15, 20, maybe even an hour. But right now, Republicans were not expecting Brian Fitzpatrick, who is a vulnerable Republican, to vote no on this bill. And he just voted no to proceed on this bill. This is the rule vote. This is not the vote on the actual bill. That will come if this passes in several hours. If it does not pass, well, it can come in the morning or it's going to have to be delayed. So
it is dragging out. We will continue to cover the breaking news as it rolls out. If you want breaking news updates, make sure you subscribe below with post notifications on. We are building something huge. A lot of Gen Z voices on the channel, me, Chris, Aria, but a diverse audience. We are going to scale this, build this to something massive, and punch back against MAGA. Join below. I love you all, and peace out.